Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the King. Glory, glory, glory. We are made perfect in Him. We are made perfect in Him. Praise the name of Jesus. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, somebody. Rejoice and be glad in it. For God is good, and He's good all the time. And there's no good thing that He will withhold from us if we walk uprightly. I want to welcome you to another broadcast on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. You're here live with Kingdom Builders Development, where we are blessed to be a blessing, and we are online live. And we want to just be with you briefly. We're going to bring a word all to the glory of God. Everything that we do, everything that we say should be, come on somebody, to the glory of God, to the glory of God, to the glory of God.
Fire.
Amen, amen. God wants to take you from glory to glory. God wants to take us to a place where we've never been. We just have to let him. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm excited in the midst of the storm. I am excited. How about you? Because we understand that we are in a win-win situation. We don't lose. Amen. When we're saved and we are believers of Jesus Christ, we will not lose. Somebody say to themselves, we shall not lose. We win in the end. Amen. Because God is taking us from glory to glory. It may not feel like it. It may not seem like it. But it is so. We're going from glory to glory. Amen. Well, we're going to get ready for the word, and we're going to ask all that are here with us that you would prepare your communion, that you would get your Bibles out, that you would get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Because God want to take you from glory to glory. God want to take you out of the earth realm into the spirit realm. God want to take you out of the natural realm into the spiritual realm. Amen. So we can see and understand the things of God. Amen, amen, amen. If you'll be so kind to get your Bibles out. And let's get ready for the word of God. Amen. Prepare yourself. Glory to God. I'm going to ask Elder if he would be so kind to read for us. Amen. I'm going to ask Elder if he would read 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 10, and we're going to read all the way down to 31, amen, chapter 10 to 31, chapter 10, I'm sorry, verse 1 through 31, glory to God.
Amen. I'm reading from the NIV version, chapter 10, 1 Corinthians, verse 1 to 31. And it reads as follows. It says, "For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sister, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occur as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in rivalry. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them die. We should not test Christ as some of them did and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble as some of them did and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warning for us on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourself what I say. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is no, because there is one loaf. We who are many are one body, for we are share the one loaf. Consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifice participate in the altar? Do I mean then that food sacrificed to an idol is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, but the sacrifice of pagans are offered to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table of demons. Are we trying to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Are we stronger than he? I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. If an unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience. But if someone say to you, this has been offered in sacrifice, then do not eat, both for the sake of the one who told you and for the sake of conscience. I am referring to the other person's conscience, not yours. For why is my freedom being judged by another conscience? If I take part in the meal with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something I thank God for? So whether you eat or drink, or whether you do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the church of God. Even as I try to please everyone in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Amen. I just read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 32. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, that's what we're trying to say. God wants us to be peacemakers. God wants us to do everything to the glory of God. Come on, somebody. God wants everything to be done to the glory of God. God wants everything to be done to the glory of God, all to the glory of God. For he said he would not share his glory with another. So everything that we do, it should be done to the glory of God. So I want to just encourage everyone to go into prayer with me as we get ready to bring forth a rhema word from the heavens. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit. God, we ask you for a supernatural upload, downpour, and as you would blow upon us fresh anointing, fresh fire, let the fire of God be upon my voice, my heart, my mind, so that I'll be hidden behind the cross and all the people will hear is your voice, your way, and your will. So, Father, I thank you for what you're doing. And I decree it to be so. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Everybody say, let this mind be in me that's also in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew, from glory to glory. How do we go from glory to glory? How do we grow? How do we become what God called us to be? We give him glory in all things. And then, only then, will we be hidden behind the cross. See, sometimes we like accolades.
Sometimes we like to be pumped up. Sometimes we get it confused. Who did it? Well, I want to serve notice on all ears and all hearts today. Everything that has happened, God did it. There's nothing that God is not aware of. Even the takeover in Ukraine. Even when Russia began to have a thought to take over Ukraine and other countries. Everything that happened, God allowed it to happen. Amen. If we ask and believe, God will answer our prayers. So God allowed things to happen to put his people back on their faith, to put his people back on their knees, to put the people of God in his faith. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to encourage you today. We will not be afraid. We will not fret. We will not relent. We'll do only what God called us to do. Amen. And we'll give him the glory in all things. That's what I'm trying to say. In everything, we're going to give God the glory. Amen, somebody. Come on. See, the Bible says, and Elder was reading, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, as Elder was speaking of 1 Corinthians, the last verse, chapter 10, 31, we're going to expound on this scripture here. Whether therefore ye go, ye eat or drink, whatever ye do, hallelujah, do all to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. Yes, God. Even when we speak to the glory of God. Even when we talk to the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to try to do a sound check. But glory to God. We're going to go forth. Because we know, God, that you're faithful. We know that there's no good thing that you withhold from us. Amen. So I want to ask you, for it says in 1 Corinthians 6 and 20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So your body, your mind, and your spirit, it belong to God. So what you eat, you should eat it as though you're feeding God. Amen. I'm going to make that a little plainer. For ye are bought with a price. So you're not your own. When we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, it's all about him now. It's all about what God wants. It's all about his ways, his thoughts, his thinking, his will. Because we're no longer ourselves. We no longer belong to ourselves. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. You've been bought. You've been served. Amen. Glory to God. So how can we build on a foundation other than God's foundation? Because our foundation is a God's foundation. So our thoughts should be all about God. What we eat, we should eat to the glory of God. What we say should be to the glory of God. So that takes away all foolishness. Amen. And then I was reading in Proverbs 3:9, where the Bible says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. See, even our substance that we've been given, it's been given to us to honor God. Honor the Lord. He said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruit of all thy increase. See, God is all in the mix. God is all in the mix. He's not going to change his plans for our life. Amen. God is faithful. And then Ella was reading 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, where he said, and he was reading, I believe, the NIV, no temptation will overtake you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. See, man will let you down, but God is faithful. And the Bible says he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. See, God got us. But when you are tempted, he will also, glory to God, he will make a way out of no way. He will make a way out so that you can endure it. There's no better analysis of you will survive. You shall survive. You will make it. It's a win-win situation. Because when we leave here, guess what? We're going to be seated on the right-hand side of the Father. But while we're here to serve. We're here to keep his commandments. We're here to be a representative and ambassador of Christ. Amen? So because our life is not our own, we don't have time to waste. Come on, somebody. We don't have time to waste. Somebody say, I don't have any time to waste. I don't have time for foolishness. I have time for God only. Amen. God is all in your mix. God is all in your mix. Come on, somebody. God is all in your mix. God is trying to lead, guide, and direct you. If you only let him. Because he's so faithful. See, as the verse reminds us that God is faithful. He will always, always, always give us a way of escape. He won't allow us to be tested and tempted beyond our ability to resist. So I want you to understand that it's nothing that can overtake us. That's why it's important that we stay in the presence of the Lord. That's why it's important that we stay in prayer. That's why it's important that we stay in the Word. That's why it is important that we stay among kindred spirits. What do you mean? What do you mean? Jesus went to the whoremonger. Listen, when he was doing the work. But when Jesus spent his time with the disciples, he was growing them up. So the presence of the Lord brings the fullness of joy. So the more you're in his presence, the more you're strengthened, the more you're made strong. Amen? The more God is able to speak to you and the better you're able to hear him. Amen? I just say to you today, stay faithful to God. Anything that's not like God, ask God to remove it. If it's in you, ask God to remove it. If it's around you, I want you to begin to pray. That God either change that situation, hallelujah, or remove it because the Bible says he'll flee. Hallelujah. See, God will make it happen. See, God loves his children. He's not a distant spectator. He's not watching us from afar. He merely lives inside of us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. He cares about our actions. He cares about our fears. Hallelujah. And he don't want us to be overcome by sin. God wants us to win. God wants us to win our battles against sin because he's interested in our well-being. See, God will make this happen for he who called you to be faithful. God wants you to be faithful. Faithful.
I said, I'll make you ruler over many. God want to make you ruler over many. God want to make you ruler. God don't want you to be fooled by Satan's devices because Satan has devices. And Satan will use those devices if we're not aware of his devices. Only way we can be aware of his devices, we have to be keen in the things of God, so we have to stay in his presence. We must stay in God's presence. Guess what? Because in his presence is the fullness of joy. So when you find yourself no joy, you find yourself at a place of being depressed or anger on and on, it's because, hallelujah, we have not been in the presence of the Lord. Because the Bible says, in his presence is the fullness of joy on his right hand forevermore. Listen, God got this all fixed up for us. God wants us to be strong in him. And when things happen, he don't want us to be moved by Satan's devices. Because Satan has devices. He has wiles. He come and he comes settled. And then he'll knock you off your course. And you won't even know. You won't even know that you've been knocked off course. God said, take your life back. Get back on the journey. Get back on course. But all to the glory of God. Even when God make it happen in your life. Always give him all of the glory. Not some of the glory, but all of the glory. Because guess what? All of the glory belongs to him. So when you're getting all those accolades, say, to God be the glory. Because understand, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would I be? You think about all the times that God brought you out of trouble, all of the times that God showed up, all of the times that God brought you out when your back was against the wall and you didn't know a way out. But then our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. I want to encourage you today. Those that are on the line, don't be downtrodden. Rest assured. God is not tempting you. He himself tempt no one. See, the Bible says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil. I want you to hear the word of God is saying. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. That's in James. You can James talk about it. James 1 and 13. See, the problem is when we are faced with temptation, we aren't looking for the, I'll say, the escape route. See, maybe we enjoy our secret sin too much. Maybe we enjoy a little gossip. Maybe we enjoy getting in the way of sitting in the seat of the scornful. Maybe. See, we don't truly want God help if we don't follow his word. We don't truly depend on him if we don't call on him. We don't truly trust him if we don't believe him. Amen? See, we'll fall prey to sin simply, hallelujah, because we don't remember to search for a way out. We don't remember to flee from temptation. We don't remember to acknowledge him in all our ways so he can direct our path. We don't remember. You know, we got a little forgetfulness. You know, God will provide. He promised us that he's going to provide. And even with this Ukraine situation, God neither sleep nor slumber. God allowed things to happen to get us back on our knees. God allowed things to happen to get us back on our face. God allowed things to happen to so we won't lean to our own understanding, that we'll acknowledge him. Why? So he can direct our path. So we're wondering, why is all of these things happening? You know, broke without a joke. You know, don't find a way out. Don't know what to do next. See, God said he won't put no more on us than we can bear. No more that's common to man. What is he saying? What is he talking about? God explains that all temptation that a Christian might experience or a believer are common to man. So that means that everyone faces the same temptation. There are no unique or extreme temptation that's impossible to overcome. Why? Because the Bible says so. So we can't really believe the Bible. We have to believe the Bible in every aspect. If other people have managed to resist the temptation, if you're facing, maybe I'm facing, or maybe they're facing, then you can as well. To remember, there's strength in numbers. So find another brother. Find another sister in Christ who have traveled down the similar road. Hallelujah. Someone
that have dealt with what you're dealing with. And when you find that person, get their testimony. See, God always make a way of escape. Ask him or her to pray for you. Ask them how did they overcome the temptation that you're facing. Don't be afraid to talk about the situation. Because, see, what the enemy does, he make you ashamed. He make you afraid to talk about what you're going through. Because he want to keep you hidden. He want to keep you in a place where you're not willing to talk about what you're going through. That's what the enemy does. He want to keep you separated so you won't let others know that you're going through some things. It's okay. Because there's nothing that God won't do for us if we walk upright. But you don't just pick anyone to talk to. Amen? You ask God to lead you to who you share and talk to. So just imagine that once you identify your struggles and give the support, give it over to God. He'll give the support and the encouragement in a time of crisis, or should I say a time of temptation. So I can say boldly, your way of escape could be just a phone call away. Amen. And then I ask you this question. Are you looking for God's help? Because sometimes we're not even looking for God's help. You know, we're not even looking. Let me tell you this story. Caught eating cookies. A toddler explained to his mother, I just clammed up to smell them, and my tooth got stuck. Child hadn't yet learned to look for the way of escape. But if we truly want to stop sinning and to learn how to look for God's help when tempted, I want you to learn the lesson. And I was told this by a mentor of mine. It was a lesson about a dog. Anyone who has trained a dog to obey know what I'm talking about, know the scene. Okay, a bite of meat. The dog was biting on the meat or the bread. He had already eaten, and the owner put some more, a little piece of meat and a piece of bread in place on the floor near the dog. And then the master said, no. Which the dog knew. He knew exactly what that meant. He knew he must not touch it. So the dog, he usually would take his eyes off the food because of the temptation to obey what would be too great. To disobey would be even greater. He knew the circumstances if he didn't obey. But instead, he fixed his eyes on the master's face. Hallelujah, somebody. See, that's the lesson of the dog. Always look to the master's face. Always look and get in the master's presence. Because the temptation, if you keep your eyes on the situation, it's going to be exhorted. It's going to grow. It's almost like you're watering it. The more you talk about it, you're watering it. And it's going to grow. It's going to keep growing. But if you keep your eyes fixed on God, it's nothing that can overtake you. See, one way to view temptation is to consider, somebody say, it's just a test. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. But if we keep our eyes trained on Jesus Christ, El Elyon, our master, we'll have no trouble passing the test. And we will be able to avoid the even tendencies of sin. Amen. When we give God all of the glory, even in the test, can you imagine how the enemy start feeling? Even in the test. To God be the glory, because this is just a test. Because I understand at the end of the Bible, it is amen. Truly, truly, the word of God has not failed. I want to encourage you to understand, do everything under the authority of Christ. Don't let nothing disturb your peace. Yes, we all have had our peace disturbed. You know, antagonizing spirits, demons, walk through loved ones, and they come to steal your peace. Not the person, but the spirits that's in them. See, making peace you'll learn something about having peace. See, God wants us to have peace. That's why we give him the glory in all things, and we don't exalt ourselves and don't let anyone else do it. He always wants us to make peace with others. And he wants us to live in peace. So that's why the Bible says, let him direct our path. Because, see, when we make our own path, we might make our path to destruction. And then we're wondering why we don't have peace. See, the Bible says that blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, Matthew 5 and 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. But how can we make peace with others, especially when they don't want to be at peace with us? And even in this lesson, when we give God all the glory, it's a peace that comes, a peace that surpasses all understanding. But how do we make peace with others that don't want peace or don't have peace with us? So what I say to you is the word of God. Becoming a peacemaker, it involves us embracing our identity in Christ and living for him. And that's the only way that we can become a peacemaker. We have to live for him. We have to stay in his presence. We have to pray. We have to fast. We have to stay hidden behind the cross. And we can't be involved in any and everything. But we have to be involved in a lot of things. You hear me? Because God don't want us to just be still and dormant. Because the enemy want to capitalize on the way we think, on our thought life. So God wants us to be surrounded with the people of God. Let your BFF, as they say, let the people you connected with, let them be the people that believe in the word of God. You know, if you got to train and teach someone, do it. But you have to know the word before you can teach the word. So we have to study so we can rightfully divide the word of truth. We should be more and more like Jesus as we grow in our walk with him. See, as we walk with the Lord, we should always let the peace of God rule both of our individual life and our corporate life. So since we are at peace with God through Jesus Christ, peace will direct your heart. Come on, somebody. God trying to show us some things. And then we can do everything under the authority. God's people should do everything for a single purpose. And the goal is everything we do is to point to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. You know, it's never too much of Jesus. It's never too much of Christ. It's never too much of God. It's never too much of the Word. It's never. We can balance our life out by being found doing. The lepers were healed, not when he said, be thou made whole. They were made whole as they were found doing. The Bible says, as they went. So we need you to went. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. We need you to go forth. They were found doing. They were healed. And the Bible says, and whatever you do, in word or deed, hallelujah, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. You'll find it. Go to Colossians 3 and 17. And whatever you do, I'm talking to somebody, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God. So what does that mean to you? Whatever we say, whatever we do, we should make sure that we do it to bring glory to God. Is there anything that is excluded? Is there anything that should not be done in the name of Jesus? If you can come up with something, please let me know. Text me, write me, mail me, email me, Google me. Let me know. I haven't found it. No. Whatever we say, whatever we do, whatever decision we make, whatever action we take, we should do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. How much is everything? I just asked that question. How much is everything? See, all of our life, we had to fight. Amen? We had to fight. We didn't just get where we are. We might make it look easy, but we've been through some things to get to some things. And all these things do is grow you up. If you let this mind be in you, that's also in Christ Jesus, there's a let right there. It's not going to just happen. We have to let the thoughts of God be our thoughts. We have to let the will of God be our will. Amen. Everything that we do in words or deeds, we should be able to say, to God be the glory. See, earlier in this chapter, Paul was talking, he called the church to put off, you know, their old sins, the sinful ways, instead of putting on the new virtue of Christ. But basically, the way we live our lives, it really should match up the confession that we've made, that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, if we follow him. Our lives should be consistent with our commitment. I want you to say that. My life is consistent with my commitment that I made in Jesus. Our life will represent Jesus. Our life represents Christ. Amen. Come on, somebody. God said, I'm sweeping the land. I'm sweeping the land. Lord, would you spare the land for 50? God said, I'm sweeping the land. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Everything, nothing happens under the sun that our Lord is not aware of. Amen. You want to say, Job, God let the enemy attack Job. But he gave him instructions. God gave instructions. He ruled everything. Can't touch his soul. God will allow things to happen, and he'll still get the glory out of it. So in the name of Jesus, we ask God to provide the proper focus for our lives. Jesus is not the only one who have saved us. He is not the only one we worship. But he is the one who authority and reputation that should direct our lives. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three in one. They all work together to make it happen. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, make it happen. Jesus, make it happen. Make it happen. And now, what you have done is you have released the prayer of unity. And that sound harmonized the atmosphere. God will do it. God will do just what he said he'll do. It's important that we do all to bring glory. Somebody say to bring glory to God. I'm going to end with this. We looked at the four G's of peacemaker. The first G is the glory to God. Amen. That sounds like a description. You know, I heard one of my favorite preachers just about every sermon he delivered, he would say, bring glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's it. After all, glory to God. And even man mischief can somehow bring glory to God, because God step in it and God move and God rule, and everything that the enemy try to do, what does God do? He changed the situation. He changed the situation because he showed himself strong. But we in the midst of a situation, and we may not know what to do. We may not know what to say. We may not know a way of escape. We may not know what we should say or do or go or, but whatever we do, I ask you this question. Will it bring glory to God? Will it bring glory to God? Do you bring glory to God? Do you? Do your life bring glory to God? Have anyone told you you've changed? Have anyone saw the change? I'm going to end with this saying because my time is up, and I'll pick up where I left off on next week. If the Lord is willing, I just heard that by the Spirit of the Lord, bring glory to God. And whatever you do, whatever you say, in your deeds, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God because he brought you through. Give thanks to God because he's bringing you out. Give thanks to God that you survived. You lived through this. Hallelujah. Get your communion ready. Glory to God. We do this to the glory of God because he said if you're not willing to eat and drink my body and my blood, he said, you have no parts in me. I say, are you willing? Father, we ask you to forgive us for everything, anything that we've done that did not bring you glory. Come on, come on, come on. Just say that. If it didn't bring you glory, God, I ask you to forgive me. But show me how to do your works. Show me how to do your will. Show me what I need to do. Lead me, guide me, direct me so that I can be in your presence. So everything about me match up with your will. Everything I say, I can say it in front of you, God. So, Father, I thank you that the devil is a liar and God is exalted. The devil is a liar and God is exalted. Somebody say, the devil is a liar and God is exalted. The body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For it was broken that I might live. It was broken so I might be made whole. God, we ask you in Jesus' name. We don't do this in vain. We don't do it amiss. You said that it's healing for our body, healing for our mind, healing for our soul. And we know the word of God cut It's a two-edged sword. But Father, we ask you as we eat that we'll see the manifestation of your word. Manifestation. Let us eat together. The body of the Lord, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And eat all of it. Savor it. Let it filtrate your body. Let us drink the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no good thing that our Lord will withhold from us. Just walk upright. Glory. All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. If it doesn't give him glory, it's not for you. If it doesn't give him glory, hallelujah, somebody. Let this mind be in me. That's also in Christ Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. I want to encourage you. Stay on the wall. Don't come down. We're here every Wednesday and Friday on our prayer line. You can join us. You can call in 848-220-3100. That's 848-220-3100. And your code is Prayer Works. Every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Central Time and Friday, same time, we'll be on the line. We'll be in prayer. Join us. You have any prayer requests, don't hesitate to ask. We'll be more than willing to get into the faith fight with you. Glory to God. We just say thank you for tuning in. We just say stay on the wall. Connect yourself with people that want to know more about Christ. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you. We thank you, and we give you honor and glory for what you've already done and what you're going to do. Cover your people afresh so that we'll know to do the work that you sent us to do. And at the end of the story, we'll hear yes and amen. Yes and amen. Glory, glory, glory. We're going to release you off the line. We want to say bring glory to our daddy. God bless everyone. Have a terrific, blessed rest of the week. We'll see you on Wednesday on the same Blog Talk Radio. We'll be here live at 5 on next Sunday. Those that are in the Detroit metropolitan area, you can come and join us at our location, 823 Main Street. That's in the great city of Royal Oak, Michigan. Our study time, it is Sunday Empowerment. We'll be there at 8 a.m. Tell that flesh no and get up out that bed and come on and join in with us from 8 to 10, 8 to 10, 10:30 maybe. But I say, always bring glory to God. Keep us in your prayers as we pray for you. Don't forget to pray for Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. God bless you all. And if you like to sow, I'll say go to Giveify.com, put in Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, and you can find our app. You can download it to your phone, and you'll be able to sow. If you have on your phone, you can do that through PayPal. There's many ways. Those that are sowing into the ministry, we want to send great blessings to you, that your household is supernaturally blessed in every single way. Again, we're signing out. So God bless you all, and we love you. Stay on the wall. Don't come down. Amen.
Hallelujah. Have a good day, everyone.